This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Friday, March 22nd. The situation in Cyprus is having an impact on some exchange-traded funds. Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas says the WisdomTree Europe Hedged Equity Fund had a $100 million purchase on March 20th. Before that, it had assets of about $42 million. Balchunas has also noticed increased interest in another ETF category.
Cyprus has focused people back onto gold. If you look at the first 2.5 months, we saw a lot of outflows from all the gold ETFs. Now you're seeing the holdings of gold creep back up, right? Because they remind us that gold isn't just a hedge for inflation, but it's also a hedge against crisis. So if you are concerned about getting a little more gold, one ETF that I think is good for the Cyprus situation is the ETF's physical Swiss gold shares. This isn't just gold. This is gold stored in Switzerland. If you want peace of mind with gold, but an extra layer of peace of mind, Switzerland has never confiscated anything.
The ETF's physical Swiss gold shares trades under the symbol SGOL and has an expense ratio of 39 basis points. Balchunas says there's another tool that may be useful for short-term use.
Russia obviously has a lot of money deposited in Cyprus. Is the direction daily Russia bear 3x? This is a trader's tool. It's not really to be used long term. This gives you 3x the opposite of the market vector's Russia index. Now, what we saw was earlier this week on Monday when the Cyprus news was real hot, this ETF climbed 9% in a day. On Tuesday, it was up 5%. So this is something that would offset other losses if you were long Russia and very concerned about this. This was the perfect use of a tool like this, short-term insurance or hedge, but definitely not to be used long term.
The direction daily Russia bear 3x shares trades under the symbol RUSS. And once again, it's a leverage product for short term use. You can find more information about exchange traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
Listen to Bloomberg Radio on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.